Blog Talk Radio.
Pleasure and a joy to be back with you again. Today is July the 10th, 2013, and you're tapping in right now and listening to the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And guess what? I am Pastor J. Rouse. Amen. Praise God. Before we begin, I just hope that everyone is doing well. We have a few storm watches, and we just really want everyone to be safe. I know we're expecting some sort of a thunderstorm here in the Toronto region. We've had some flooding and some serious chaos with commuting and transporting. And I know certain islands, St. Lucia, Barbados, Dominica, and St. Vincent, just underwent Tropical Storm Chantel. And now I understand Jamaica is now under storm watch with the same Chantel. She's quite busy, praise God. But We know that no matter what, the winds and storms may blow, but the Lord, He protects us from everything. So before we begin the show and we do everything we have to do and all the exciting things we have ahead of us, we have lots on the sheets today. But we need to give thanks and we need to praise and we need to pray. So won't you join me now in prayer? Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we worship you and we look to you, Father God, right now for continued hedge of protection around us as the storms and the winds blow and the rains pour. Father, we know that nature has its purpose and you always have a purpose. And so, Father, we ask as the storm passes over, as the song says, to encourage our souls. Father God, we reach out this evening to those who are sad and weary, and we give them joy from Jesus. We speak to those who are sad and mournful, Father God, for those that they may have lost, that the Lord giveth and he taketh, but he who believeth in him shall have everlasting life. And Father God, we reach out to those who are hungry, those who are in need of clothes or food or shelter. Father God, we ask right now that the Spirit would move and move those with compassion to go and fulfill, because you said, when I was hungry, you fed me. And when I was naked, you clothed me. And when I was in jail, you visited me. So, Father God, we ask for the spirit of giving to be moved around your earth as we speak this right now in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask for those who are in pain or suffering and enduring or going through some serious ailments. So Father God, we say by his stripes you are healed in the name of Jesus, Father. Don't let their suffering be in vain. Let a testimony come at the end of the test. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak laughter, we speak joy, we speak peace, we speak full deliverance. And Father God, we ask that you would make a way out of no way, because we as mankind may not see what you see ahead. So Father, we ask that you encourage and lift those who are seeking. And you said to seek you while you can be found. And Father, we know you are always around. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. So we ask right now that you share and spread love and use everybody that you need to, just to bless somebody. But we turn the show over to you right now and ask that you bless it, Father God, that you be ever so present. Let them feel your spirit within. And Father, we ask that as we continue to bless, that we too may be blessed also. We lift it up now and ask it all in Jesus' name. And all those who agreed surely must say amen. Praise God. So, we're talking about the winds of storms and movement across the lands. Well, I really want to get to this part of the show first, because I don't know if there's a tropical storm hitting as we speak, because my information I received is delayed this evening. I've had a very busy afternoon. So I'm just really hoping that I can give a shout out. We have someone we're showcasing tonight. Tonight is ladies' night. I can remember there used to be a what was it? Because this is ladies' night. Yes. All right. So, yes, and we're feeling right. Tonight we are focusing on the Women of Excellence recipients from the Glass Awards. And we are also showcasing a wonderful, wonderful young lady. You have to check out our site on Facebook. It's Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. You will get to see each and every single one of these lovely ladies. We have pictures of all the Women of Excellence recipients. And we have a picture of a beautiful young lady by the name of Carrie Ann Johnson. As they would say down there, live and direct. in Jamaica. Praise God. She's a powerful woman, and she's definitely anointed. I am definitely going to read some information about her before I begin, because what we're going to be doing is playing some of her music. And I know you're going to be blessed. She's such a joy. And so we definitely look forward to hearing her songs throughout tonight's show. And we have live interviews that we have completed with the Women of Excellence. Well, unfortunately, we weren't able to get every single one of them, but we definitely want to do a shout out to Cheryl Weber and to Claire Brown and to Reverend Denise Gillard. And I believe those are the ones that I've missed. And we have to congratulate those ladies as well. So we're doing a shout out to them right now. But in the meantime, I want you to hear a little bit more about Carrie Ann Johnson in Jamaica. She's a recording gospel artist. Carrie Ann is a fast rising phenomenon. She is currently working on her first album, and it's called Crossover Blessings. We're going to play that song for you this evening, first of all. Carrie Ann's writing ability is recognized internationally for hits such as The Sun Will Shine Again, which appears on Judith Gale's album entitled The Sun Shines Again. Her heartfelt music is described as soulful and deep, a true testament to a ministry birthed out of a miraculous triumph, overcoming abandonment, poverty, rape, and sexual molestation. So this sister has more than a testimony to bring. We are going to connect with her one day so she can actually share her story. It's very deep, very, 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 very deep. She's overcome quite a bit, and we want to give a shout out to her and to her daughter. But it says, through much adversity, one day she heard the voice of God saying, "Do you think I have brought you this far for nothing?" Amen. With tears in her eyes, God inspired her. She saw a vision of herself ministering the words of the song, "The Sun Will Shine Again." The song later rose to international fame when included in Judith Gale's album titled, with the song, The Sun Shines Again, is the title of Judith Gale's album. Now, in 2003, Carrie Ann released her first single, Precious to Sacrifice. As a vision that God gave to Carrie Ann in 2003 became reality, in 2011, Carrie Ann met Ralston Simpson of Move Up Records. And he was immediately drawn to her project, and together they worked to bring her dream to life. Carrie Ann writes and ministers songs of healing, hope, and deliverance. Amen. So we want to say a shout out, or as they would say, big up to our sister Carrie Ann Johnson, who we're going to showcase tonight. But if you could just join with me right now, her album is called Crossover Blessings. And I'm going to see if I can find that for you, and then we'll be able to carry on with the show. All right, here we go. Crossover Blessing by Carrie Ann Johnson.
Crossover blessing, Father God has the way. I've been that day before.
Your blessings now. I like that. You got to claim it. Amen. Claim it in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I like that. Praise God. I love that rhythm. Praise God. Thank you, Carrie Ann. I'm hoping she's listening. We're just going to keep playing some of her music tonight. Now, the Glass Awards. Let's talk about the Glass Awards. I'm going to be posting later this evening on the broadcasting and communications page for Rouse Ministries, the Glass Awards. I want you to see these beautiful sculptures. They are phenomenal, and they're just simply beautiful, simply wonderful, and I know for a fact you're going to have to want to win one of these things. So I can't wait to be at all their various events that they've got coming up. It's not this weekend, but next weekend. Speaking of events, let's get moving. We've got a bunch of things taking place all over the world, praise God. And we want to hear from you. So if you're on Twitter, you contact us at Pastor Rouse Show. There's no J on Twitter, just Pastor Rouse Show. If you want to email us, PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. I'm going to repeat that again. It's PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. We're hearing from all sorts of people. We had some hot topics over the last 2 weeks, and it was lots and lots of fun. We got some more feedback coming from people. We may have to revisit some of the topics that we talked about in the next coming weeks, just so you can hear some of the other opinions that we got after we aired the show. But in the meantime, today is July 10th, 2013. And we want to tell everybody out there who's had a birthday within the last week, happy, 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 and happy birthday to you. If you've had an anniversary, we give you a shout out. We give shout outs to the churches. Send them in. Let us know who it is. We would be more than happy to give everyone a holler out there for you. But I would be in a lot of trouble because today is the actual birthday of my dear friend Mafin. If I did not say happy birthday to her on air, I don't think she would ever look at me again. Well, no, I'm lying. She's not like that at all. She's such a joy and a blessing. But you know me, when it's somebody I know, I like to just not do traditional birthday. So we're going to do the little Mega Funk Soca remix, Happy Birthday by Tamaya. I'm dedicating it to all the birthday people, but most importantly, to my girl, Muffin. Happy birthday, sweetheart. We love you.
Everybody pop some more, pop some something, pop some Elise, pop some no. Pop some more, pop some something, pop some Elise, pop some go. Yeah, happy party day, yeah, who day, yeah, who day. Happy, 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 happy time. Everybody must be the end. Come with your baby, come with your friend. This time party no need to pretend. See, ade, happy party go day. Do baba da go day. Fashion last up go day. See, pop some more. And my brother chop some chicken, turkey, chew pepper soup. You go drink water, you go kaput. Everybody sing say, you got them they low eh. When you see them they throw eh, throw eh. You go sing, you go dance, you go run. You go the one know where they come from. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy happy birthday, happy birthday. It's a happy birthday. Everybody keep dancing and jumping, everybody there, yeah. It's a happy birthday, everybody there, yeah, yeah. Just keep flexing, stop fighting, don't switch up, baby, I'm not hurting. Everybody make you jelly, they go, jelly like say, they go tomorrow. Every day is a holiday, every day is a party day, day. Everybody make you hip hop cool.
My mama day, my mama day.
You make us all go today. Happy party, party day. It's a happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. It's a happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. Let's happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday, everybody here. Some of them children, everybody just buckle up your shoes and come here. It's a happy birthday.
Because you hear bumper to bumper, some people say that to fender to bumper.
You just see them die, for this party no they die. Everybody, everybody, everybody just begin to the jolly jolly. Just because I don't hear yoddy yoddy. Some money, some money. If you like say you want to go this thing, say
events that we have going on around the world. My word, I've got pages and pages, and I'm not complaining. I'm excited. I think this is simply wonderful. I'm so glad that everybody's contacting us or we're able to contact you. We want to know about some of your events. Now, we don't do just regular everyday events. We end up getting events that are unique. We know everybody goes to church. We don't want everyone to know just about church. We want people to know the very different special things that you have that are Christian oriented, because we want the rest of the world to know that we know how to have a good time and that we have fun and that we're not stuck in the mud and we're not all prim and proper and we enjoy ourselves. We have joy, we have laughter, and we know what it means to have true joy because we have Jesus' joy. And you cannot say you have joy, or at least you cannot say you have Jesus and have no joy. Amen? Praise God. So I'm going to get going with some of these community events. And we're going to listen to, in the background, will be our instrumentalist, Jason Brown, a.k.a. J.B. Sachs, all the way from London, England, called Stuck in Traffic. Now, keep in mind, we are going to be showcasing some of his music in the next couple weeks, along with another jazz keyboardist. We're going to be jazzing it up at the Pastor J. Rouse show in a couple weeks. But we will certainly let you know when it's happening, because you want to be around and hear everything going on, because it seems everybody's getting ready. Once you have summer, everybody seems to be having a jazz festival. And so we're jazzing it up. We've got Marvin Thompson coming on board with us too, from Detroit, Michigan. And he'll be showcased along with Jason Brown, J.B. Sachs from London, England. But in the meantime, you'll be listening to me and to him. And these are your community events. Now, July 11th, we have, actually I should do another shout out, because we are going to be on July the 11th, I believe, that's tomorrow, will be the launching of the Caribbean Tales, having their media launch for their film festival, only have taking place Toronto, Ontario. They're having a launch tomorrow evening at that Bengal Conflict. Yes, Pastor J. Rouse will be here along with Rouse to finish broadcasting and communication. And we'll back to you and share the next couple of discussions. And we will definitely be here. On July 11th, tomorrow, of the audition for EMG Productions, right here in Toronto. There will be several male actors on some of their so one. Yep. On Facebook, Rouse Ministry Podcast. You can also email us and we will protect you. And I believe that should be at 7:30. Okay. Now, on Friday, July 12th, this Friday, MCAM presents I Am a Monster. I Out. Yes, we be recording at 7:45 International AM Theater, Mass Theater, Dance and Drama Ministry. Special guests, Iris Hudson, Melanie Daniels of Greater Alex, Central AME, and Sport Bright of Star Street. Okay, this is John Church, Aurora, Illinois. That's out of Aurora, Illinois. And also, Saturday, July 13th, Canada. And trying to get with her and hopefully we will be able to hear from her. But she is in town for the Irish Music Festival in Mississauga, Ontario, at the Mississauga Celebration Square. Now, the Irish Music Festival will be taking place both on July 13th and the 14th. So that we have some information on our page, Route Mississauga. All taking place on the 20th of July. Ottawa. Ottawa. It says the encounter will be found at the Transforming Life Center Palace. Now, the doors open once again. It's our page, Route Street Podcast. He lives on July 20th in London, England, at the Ashton Center. The event is taking place at 13 p.m. at by F. Once again, on information, it's on our Route Facebook page. July 7th. We interview Rhythm of Gospel Media Awards, which is brought to you by Yes Radio. A room at Kingdom Palace, downtown Jacksonville, Florida, at 10 a.m. We do have information on that. It's not on our page. We'll be putting that on our Ralph Ministries podcast communication page. This evening is going to show. Okay. Now, those are some of the events for the top. All right, but I, you know what? If I miss out, I know for Christian is that what it brings. If you can't see Jesus, what? My words are empty. If you can't see Jesus in me, amen. Now, moving right along, we've got events. Notice everybody. Now, one of the flyers is on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication page, and one on the page you see it follow button. Gigantic Gospel Conference at the Friendship West Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas. By Jay Biden. Now, this is big. It's going to be hosted by Pastor Kim Carell, phenomenal minister, I got help for him, and also singer. Amazing. Now, it shows the concert also consists of DeAndrea Johnson, Kathy Taylor, Shirley Steve, I don't have to explain to you. No, it's Christmas camera that September at Friendship West Baptist Dallas, Texas. Now, the next day, September the 15th, taking place at the Bernard G. Coliseum in Huntsville, Texas, will be once again presented by Jay Spivey Productions. The Gigantic Conference, hosted again by Pastor Kim Carell. Now, there are some changes. It's going to consist of LeAndrea Johnson,
Shirley at Pamela Ann and Jeff on the mission to Mag Foster will be David Mann. That's all Pamela. Right there in the text. Okay. Now, please go ahead. Because our public coverage is going to be important, we'll get down to the fire. Just got back to the farm. We're trying to figure out when the Toronto dates are coming in. So, we'll be back in Toronto February 21st. Center on the textbook, right? You just have early B. EARLYB.
Amen. That was a mouthful. I'm so excited about all the different events coming up. Keep it going, guys. Keep it going. And I know there's much, much more taking place this weekend. I will tell you now, if we don't have it, and we will post it on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications. If you have special, unique things taking place in the Christian community, we want to know. We want to share across the world because we are truly connected to all sorts of people. So, that being said, please remember, email us at Pastor J. Rouse Show at gmail.com or on Twitter, Pastor Rouse Show, and we will connect with you. Also, we're always highlighting and showcasing musicians, comedians, and if you have a unique story or something different that we need to share, and you might want to be a guest on the show, well, you got to let us know, and production will take a look and see, but you're always welcome to contact us. Okay, let's get things moving here. I'm excited. All right. So, we've dealt with all those wonderful events, which brings me, I should have had a drum roll. I'll have to have it next week. July 20th. Right here in Toronto, Ontario, is the official first annual Glass Awards, ladies and gentlemen. It is definitely going to be something you will definitely want to take part. As I said, the first annual Glass Awards. I think they deserve a round of applause. I'd whistle too, but I'm not very good at whistling, so trust me, you don't want to hear my attempt. Okay, so that being said, I want to read a little bit about the Glass Awards, okay? I'm now on their website, and you could go there anytime. It's www.theglassawards.com. See? Pretty simple. Amen. Now, what it says is, it is our pleasure to announce the launch of the first annual Glass Awards, which will be held on July 18th to 20th, 2013, in the city of Toronto. The purpose of this event is to celebrate and recognize the achievements and efforts of persons in the community in Canada, where our goal is to promote excellence, unity, community, and growth. Now, next week, I expect, I put it out there, that's right, guys, I know they're going to be hearing this. It says, our founding team members, Hyacinth Walcott and Michael Stuckey, wonderful, wonderful people. I had the opportunity of meeting them. I can't wait. They are going to be on the show next week so we can discuss more details and all the events that are going to be taking place during that 3-day celebration of life. Amen. Says they are excited and proud to have gospel legend and Grammy Award winner Tremaine Hawkins as one of our special guests. We also are anticipating some local representatives from Canadian cities. Our goal is to create a networking system and strong dais between the faith-based community and the adoption agencies in Canada, and for the Glass Awards to provide a recruitment platform to help our 30,000 kids in Toronto, Ottawa, and throughout Canada to have an opportunity to be adopted. Isn't that sweet? The Glass Awards will attract as many as 1,200 people and will bring awareness about our children of Canada and to have their rights fulfilled, to have a good family. Isn't that amazing? I think that's so wonderful. It's very unique. So it's church, artistry, children. It engulfs the whole family, and it's just all done under one umbrella of God. Amen. So you know what? I think they deserve another round of applause. Amen. Praise God. So, next week on the show, we will have the founding team members, Hyacinth Walcott and Michael Stuckey, to talk about it, to share. I really want to know what their passion was to really, like, how do you come up with this? This is amazing and so heartfelt. So we definitely, definitely want to speak with them and get in touch with them and details. And I'm really excited. So let's continue on. The Glass Awards. I know that there's supposed to be an event on July the 18th. I don't have all the particulars. I know they will give it to me. We will post any July 18th events for the Glass Awards on our Rouse Ministries and Broadcasting Communications Facebook page. But July the 19th, Friday, July the 19th, okay, at 8 p.m., $10 at the door of my father's house at 2265 Keel Street in North York, Ontario. Special guests, okay, they've got lots of guests here. J.J. Hairston, Isaac Simpson, Jason Wright and the Master Touch, Matthew McIntosh and Life, Men of God's Heart, Pastor Dom and DNW, forgive me, Father, Jamar Esau, Triad for Christ, and many, many more. It's going to be a gospel explosion. I'm sorry. They're calling it a gospel fest. You heard it here first. Pastor J. Rouse said a gospel explosion. And I'm looking forward to being within the fallout. Amen. Then on July the 20th, on the Saturday morning, Pastor J. Rouse will be heading to Mississauga to join the Women of Excellence. The recipients will be receiving their awards. They're going to be comedian Jay Martin from Toronto, and there's going to be breakfast, $20, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There are still tickets available, I believe. You need to get in touch with them. You can contact them through their website, www.theglassawards.com. You can check out the information on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page, or you can email me and I'll put you in touch with all the right people. $20, guys. Amazing. And that's going to be at the Hilton Garden, Toronto Airport in Mississauga,
3311 Caroga Drive. Okay? Then we all get to come home. We get to take a wee nap. And then Pastor J. Rouse has to clean up, freshen up, put on a pretty little frock, and prepare for the red carpet affair. Yes, I'm excited. July 20th at 5 o'clock p.m., the actual Glass Awards will be taking place. It's only $20. When do you get to spend $20? Get all dressed to the nines and go and walk the red carpet. And I will be doing interviews on the red carpet, greeting and meeting recipients and nominees, and it's going to be an exciting event. We will also be filming some of the awards and taking some footage, so we'll be able to eventually place all of that and lots of pictures so we can share it with you. There's no point in us having all this fun and keeping it to ourselves. Amen. So we will definitely be sharing. And that's taking place at Global Kingdom at 1250. That's 1250 Markham Road in Scarborough, Ontario. It's going to be amazing. I'm excited to speak to the directors. But in the meantime, I've already had the opportunity of speaking with the recipients of the Women of Excellence Awards. They will be collecting their awards, the Glass Awards. Phenomenal things. You have to see this picture. They'll be collecting that on the morning of July 20th. We'll also be taking pictures and various things there as well. So, before we begin to share some of the interviews and speaking and communicating with these women of excellence, why don't we hear again from my girl, right there in the heart of Jamaica, Carrie Ann Johnson, and I think this song is appropriate, and it's called Look at Me.
That I was a waste of time, but the love of Jesus reached me, caught me right on time, changed my world, and gave me peace of mind. They thought they would break me, yeah. They thought I would lose my mind. Nothing, that I was a waste of time, but the love of Jesus reached me, caught me right on time, changed my world, and gave me peace of mind. So look at he
take a look at me now. I thought that was so appropriate because we're dealing with these women of excellence. And God said to do things in a more excellent way. And so that's what they chose to do. Amen. It doesn't matter what anyone may say about you or who they think you're going to become. They can declare all they want. But the Lord created you for a purpose. Amen. And so it doesn't matter what anyone says. You need to know who God knows you are, not who anybody wants you to be, but who God knows you are. Amen. As Carrie Ann had said earlier, you got to claim it and name it. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so I'm going to read the names of the nominees. Now, this is for the Glass Awards, the award service that will be taking place the evening of July the 20th. And the Glass Award nominees. Now, for Male Vocalist of the Year, there's Pastor Richard Brown, Kevin Pauls, Peter Moncrief, O'Neill Watson, and Chris Lowe. For New Artist of the Year, Yolande Spooner, Church of Jesus Christ Mass, Karen Jules, DJ Evangelist, Matthew McIntosh. For Children's Performance of the Year, Mississauga Jewels, Triple C Forever, amen, TC3. For the Choir of the Year, Toronto Mass Choir, Jera Gospel Choir of Montreal, Church of Jesus Christ Mass, Kingdom Covenant, The Family. For the group/duo of the year, Sharon Riley and Faith Corral, Brian Hamilton and DW, Pastor Dom and DNW, Matthew McIntosh and Life. Church Choir of the Year, Victory International, Revival Time Tabernacle, Kingsway Levitical, Refuge City Pent Church. Producer of the Year, Otis Williams, Colvin Chambers, Jonathan Kerr, Richard Picard, Joel Chambers. Female Vocalist of the Year, Jessette Houghton, Sharon Riley, Karen Jules, Londa Lamard, Paula Sanchez. Theatrical Arts of the Year, Dr. Elaine Brown Spencer, Barry Harrison, Shell Nembhard, Candace Smith. Artist of the Year, Londa Larmond, Pastor Richard Brown, Kevin Pauls, O'Neill Watson. Music Video of the Year, Karen Jules, Johnny, Prosper and GPM, Yes I Can, O'Neill Watson, The Lord Will Make a Way, Marissa Nicole, What If. Fan Favorite Artist of the Year. Now it says this will be voted on by the fans at the event through texting. Amen. Winner will be announced later that evening. So you got to listen closely. I like that. Through texting. Amen. Let modern technology rule. Vashawn Cunningham, Peter Moncrief, Pastor Richard Brown, Kevin Pauls, Londa Larmond, Paula Sanchez, Matthew McIntosh. All right, and the Song of the Year, Yes I Can by Prosper and GPM, forgive me, Be Lifted by Londa Larmond, Turn Up the Praise by Brian Hamilton, Only Unto You, Victory International Church. Most Supportive Musician of the Year, Joel Chambers, Athol Baker, Jermaine Dwyer, Jonathan Kerr. Most Influential Leader of the Year, Bishop Barrington Smith, Dr. Seneth Brown, Pastor Colin Bryan, Pastor Richard Brown. Traditional Artist and Group of the Year. Marlene O'Neill, CAM, that's C-A-M, Choir, Marvia Providence, Zena Edwards. Rap Hip Hop Gospel CD of the Year. Triumphant, Prosper, DJ Evangelist, Glass House Role Model. Instrumental CD of the Year, Dave Brown, Robert Chambers, Marissa Nicole. And the last category is Lifetime Achievement of the Year, Park Jae-hoon, Karen Burke, and Sharon Riley. Now, we will be posting these names of the nominees on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. I'm excited. I can't wait. So, let's see what Carrie Ann can do. I want to put on some more Carrie Ann music. I'm loving her. Let's put on Holy Ghost, and then we're going to hear from the Women of Excellence.
Anointing to break every yoke and set you free. It's the anointing, Holy Ghost anointing. It's the anointing, yeah, that breaks every yoke. Brother, do you have it? Sister, come get it. Holy Ghost anointing. That breaks every yoke. Listen, there was a time in my life when it wasn't like this. I never knew my purpose nor God's holy word. I thought I had it all. He took a stripping from the Father and a stirring from above. And then he came on down and sanctified my soul. Hit the anointing. Holy Ghost anointing. It's the anointing, yeah, that breaks every yoke. Brother, do you have it? Sister, come get it. Holy Ghost anointing that breaks every yoke. Now is a time in my life when I dance and praise the Lord. Thanking Him that His purpose now within my life. I'm glad I've changed. Yeah. I thank Him for the cleansing and the power from above. It's the anointing, Holy Ghost anointing. It's the anointing, yeah, that breaks every yoke. Brother, do you have it? Sister, come get it. Holy Ghost anointing that breaks every yoke. Listen, it's not the host, not the land, nor the cure, nor the van. All of those things, them belong to man. All I need now is my salvation that comes from the man who is the great I am. Yeah. It's the anointing, Holy Ghost anointing. It's the anointing, yeah, that breaks every yoke. Brother, do you have it? Sister, come get it. Holy Ghost anointing that breaks every yoke. Say, brother, do you have it? Sister, come get it. Holy Ghost anointing that breaks every yoke. It's the anointing, Holy Ghost anointing. It's the anointing, yeah, that breaks every yoke. Brother, do you have it? Sister, come get it. Holy Ghost anointing that breaks every yoke.
Amen. Holy Ghost anointing. And these women are truly anointed that we're going to be speaking about And we'll begin our first presentation is with Shelley Jarrett.
Good afternoon. We're here with Shelley Jarrett. And what is the award that you're winning today?
Entrepreneur Award.
Okay. And why don't you tell us, Ms. Jarrett, a little bit about what you do?
Well, what I do, I dress women for success in the workplace, teach them how to dress confidently and professionally for a business or in the workplace when they go for interviews and so forth, yes.
Okay, very good. Now, is this a home-based business? Do you have a store or a location or?
Well, I work from home primarily. I do workshops in the community,
mm-hmm.
and I do 2 to 3 workshops in the community per year. So,
okay.
And I go to businesses,
mm-hmm.
and I do one-on-one consulting.
Okay, very good. Now, I'm assuming with something like that, it really does determine that we as people have a tendency to look at the outward appearance of somebody, and
yes.
it can make or break you, I
yes.
would say.
Yes.
Do you agree?
Yes, I would agree. And, you know, one of the things I do, I like to start from very simple things, like once you know your body shape, because I teach women mainly about their body shapes, to embrace their 5 body shapes, and each of us are unique
mm-hmm.
in our body shapes, and just to embrace the body that you have. And don't worry about the body you want or the one you had before. You know, embrace the one you have now and dress it and flatter your body. Once you know the correct colors to wear and the right styles to wear, you look fab every time you go out.
Okay. And it's ironic because you hear so many times, and I heard this just the other day on Facebook, and it's as true as it sounds funny, but it says just because it's on the rack and it's in your size doesn't mean it's for you.
No, it's not. You should really know your body shape.
Okay.
And it's very simple.
All
so
right.
yeah, once you know that, you'll look confident every time you step out the door.
Wonderful. And you look lovely, too.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, how long have you been doing this, would you say?
I started the company 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
October 2011.
Okay.
Yes.
And what is the company name?
Yes, SJ Image Creations.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, if anybody wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
They can go to my website, www.sjimagecreations.com.
Okay, wonderful. And so that was Ms. Shelley Jarrett, and she's the entrepreneur.
Yes.
And we thank her very much. And you know what? Congratulations.
Thank you too. That's good.
And I know that God is going to be mighty proud.
Oh, he's awesome.
And I'm sure you've made everybody else proud.
Yes.
And keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
I'm very honored.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley. We're here with Dr. Seneth Brown, and she's a woman of achievement. So, Dr. Brown, let us know what exactly you have achieved to make you a recipient of this wonderful award.
First, I must say thank God for all that he has done for
Amen.
Me and all that he's about to do.
Mm-hmm.
I am here today because I have been chosen for Woman of Achievement Award, and with great pleasure, I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And thank you, Pastor Jay, for this opportunity.
Yes.
Greatly appreciated.
Not a problem. It's my pleasure to be around such wonderful women. So what exactly are you a doctor of?
I am a doctor of theology.
Okay.
I graduated 4 years ago.
Okay.
I'm also a registered nurse for 27 years.
Oh, wow.
Bless the Lord. I am also the old pastor of the New Testament Church of Christ, the Redeemer of Canada.
Okay.
Bless the Lord for 12 years.
Okay.
And I do reach out to the community, many, many outreach, youth outreach, especially in the troubled community. God has been doing some awesome work
oh.
with our youth.
Yes.
They have been going to university, colleges, and graduating.
Amen.
So we have seen great improvement in our community. Bless the Lord.
So when you think about it, it just confirms that when one achieves and they assist others, then it helps them to achieve, because it sounds as though your achievements have affected great many. You're a healer in many formats,
bless
praise
the Lord.
The Lord. And you've also
bless
managed
God.
To achieve to heal mentally, spiritually, yes. physically, because you're in the nursing healthcare.
Yes.
And you're a full-rounded woman. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God knew what
that.
He was doing when he put all those parts together.
Before
Amen.
I needed, right?
Okay, right there in the
bless
mama's
the Lord,
womb.
Jeremiah
my
1,
word.
5.
She must have had
bless
some extra
Lord.
Vitamins. Praise God.
I'm
Amen.
I'm the daughter of 14 children.
Oh, wow. Yes. Now, where do you fit in that line of 14 children?
I'm the last child of 14 children.
Really?
Bishop Elijah Brown and Estella, Evangelist Estella Brown.
Okay.
Both of them passed on now, but I'm continuing to carry the legacy in which they left for me to carry.
Okay, now out of the 14, are there any others serving the Lord in this kind of a capacity?
Many. There's still many.
Okay.
All around the world.
So it does confirm sowing of seed.
Yes, I believe that. Train up a child the way that we ought to, so that when we grow old, we will not turn
to depart
away from
it. Amen. Yes. And it says, as for me and my house,
we will serve the
Lord. And they made sure of that. I'm sure you didn't get to miss Sunday school.
No. Bless God.
Amen. Praise God. And it's funny because we do go through phases sometimes as young people where we end up leaving the church.
True.
But the goal is, if you plant the seed deep enough,
when the
time is right, they will come back.
I absolutely believe that.
And as a secret to the public, and I don't like to tell this to everybody, but I let the parents know, once you've actually sown your seed, even when they leave, don't think that they don't talk to him.
Amen. I'm in agreement to that. I have seen and I've experienced many of the same thing that you have just said. Is that correct?
Yes.
In what you have said.
Amen.
And I have seen young people who have returned and make remarkable comebacks in their lives.
Amen. And I think it's important that we remember the fact that when anybody's in trouble, Christian or non-Christian, don't call out anybody else's name. You might even want to call your mama, but
that's
you don't
right.
even do that because you realize at a time like this when she's not around, the only one who can help you is Jesus. Amen.
Amen to that.
You know what? I look forward to seeing with you and speaking with you again and maybe fellowshipping with you. That would be a blessing, praise God.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. Congratulations again. God bless you, and may He continue the journey. Amen.
And God bless you too as you continue to enlighten women and to empower women.
Amen.
In our community.
Thank
you. You're doing a great job.
Praise God. I claim it, and we all claim it in Jesus' name. So let's see if you can achieve. God would never ask you to do more than you can manage to do.
Amen.
And when you really feel that you can't do it, He does it for you, but you have to allow Him. If He fills you, He will use you. In Jesus' name, thank you. God bless. Hi there. We're sitting here with Angela Lee, and she's the recipient of the Beauty and Image Award. Congratulations, Angela.
Thank you.
Other than the fact that you are very beautiful, can you tell us some of the information about what allowed you to become a recipient of this wonderful award?
Well, I work as an Estee Lauder counter manager in cosmetics, a million-dollar counter. So what I do is I help every woman to look and feel beautiful and more confident through cosmetics.
Okay.
So every woman love cosmetics, and they want to look their best, and they want to enhance their best futures.
Mm-hmm.
And cosmetics allow us to do that and give you more confidence when you get a makeover, right?
Okay.
You can be somebody else. You can be more empowered through cosmetics. So that's what I do.
No, that's wonderful. And I think that is very good because I have just recently learned, because I've had to undergo a photo shoot, and I'm not the type of person who likes to do pictures, and I don't wear a lot of makeup. If I ever wear makeup, it's usually because I'm going out or for some particular reason. But a great deal of us who may have grown up around other women but never been taught.
Yes.
So somebody like you not only would help us to enhance some of the beauty, and it's not a matter of you apply so much that nobody can recognize you or you look like Homie the Clown or something, but you help to enhance certain parts and features of us or even to sort of bring out more or, like you said, confidence.
Yes.
Sometimes we might be insecure about a certain thing about us, so you try to help that to help bring us out. Do you really find that it empowers women a lot once they've been made over?
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. So for example, one of my clients who just survived cancer, and she came to me, and she looked a bit pale, she looked a little bit sick, and she just wanted to feel good about herself. So I set her down, gave her a really nice makeover, not so much, just to enhance her beauty.
Right.
And then right after, when she looked at herself, she started to cry because she's like, I can't once again look like this.
Yes.
From so many experiences like that, cosmetics can truly help women to feel more confident.
Okay.
And not only that, I also help with the women with their skincare.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women have many skincare concerns. One of my clients, she's a young female, and she's beautiful, but she has lots of acne scars, or all the customers, they have a lot of scars from the accident, and they get really shy from that.
Mm-hmm.
So I come in and help them to how to take care of their skin,
right.
and how, or how to cover your scar, or how to even like learn to like make the best of it. So you actually learn to love your scar.
Yes. Yes.
So I feel that, you know, women feeling and looking beautiful is very important.
Yes. The scripture that comes to mind is one that I just used the other day for another program, and she's a wonderful photographer,
yes.
and she does makeup artistry as well, and it's, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's the biblical scripture. And so what
Love
it does
that.
Is it helps to remind them.
Yeah.
And that's very good. I think that's a very good challenge, because people like me who are intimidated by makeup would be a little bit more confident in knowing that someone can teach me how to apply it, and I can do this on a daily basis if I need it, or just like I do now when I have someplace important to go, and then start to feel a little more confident. And I think that's
Definitely.
Good. And boldness is good. When it comes to serving the Lord, sometimes we hesitate, and that could prevent someone from hesitating doing what God wants them to do just
Definitely.
Because of their own insecurities.
Definitely.
So I definitely think what you do really does help. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I would like to say, you know, make cosmetics can make you look beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but true beauty is really within.
Amen. So you can be beautiful inside and out, but you know what? The prettiest person is the one from the inside and not the outside.
Definitely.
Amen. And you said you work at Estee Lauder counter.
Yes.
Do you want to maybe give a shout out where you are?
Sure. I work at the Bay at Scarborough Town Center.
Uh-huh.
And you can, yeah, find me there.
Okay, wonderful. So that's Angela Lee, recipient of Beauty and Image. Very important. The beauty comes from within, but an outer image can also try to enhance the image that you need to create, to project, to show not only the Jesus in you, but who you are. Thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you.
Congratulations, my dear. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay, and God bless.
Okay, I also wanted to mention that Dr. Seneth Brown, I'd spoken with her about her on our show previously when we were discussing the initial parts of the Women of Excellence. It should be known that she and another recipient of the Women of Excellence Award are also nominees for the Traditional Glass Awards. Dr. Seneth Brown is also up as a nominee for Most Influential Leader of the Year. Okay? All right. Now, the next segment is, this part is one of my favorite interviews. Everybody in Toronto and probably other parts of the world know all about Revival Time Tabernacle. Well, Mother James, as I call her, I had such a wonderful time, and she and her daughter, Judith and Meikle, are also recipients of the Women of Excellence Awards for the First Ladies Awards. I think it's so unique that there's a mother and daughter. There's another set as well, and that is also Nola Wilson and her daughter Karen Bryan. Now, one is in Mississauga, and I believe Nola, I think, is in Ottawa. So, but they're still First Ladies, and their mother and daughter, and they're also recipients of the First Ladies Award. Mother James, we had such a wonderful chat. We had discussed about what is it like to basically be in the position of First Lady, because when you're a minister's wife, there's a lot of things you have to do. You learn to basically stand in the gap for everyone, everything, and at all times. And she was having a conversation with me about that. And then we got to Sister Judith. Bless her heart. Wonderful, wonderful woman. Everybody knows Pastor Meikle. And she was talking to me initially about, you know, at first not necessarily knowing your calling. Because you have to remember, and I always tell couples this, when God calls one, he calls them both. Just some of us want to run. Some of us want to keep running, and some of us, well, we just take off. And so she was talking about, you know, you run from that calling sometimes because you already know that there's something urging you and yearning you, and you have a desire and a yearning, and you're pulled to do something. But remember, God has given us freedom of choice and free will. And so that's for the same reason he says, choose this day whom you will serve. We have the decision and the choices to be able to pick and choose. Mind you, we have to live with those consequences that go with whatever decisions we choose. So as we go back into the interviews, I'm now discussing with Sister Judith about the desire and the need to run from your calling, and what happens when you first get called and you feel the calling, and you know how you just don't want to answer that call. And I had such a wonderful time with these ladies. I had posted their picture and myself on the Pastor J. Rouse Facebook page. You can see pictures of the women on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. But you can also see on the Pastor J. Rouse Facebook page the pictures with the ladies and myself included. Okay? All right. So I give you Sister Judith Meikle and Rosenda James from Revival Time.
Have a job to do, and as much as you might want to run, you can't hide.
Yeah, no.
And there's another saying that says that God will pull you. He can either let you through the door or pull you through the keyhole. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And it's funny because you never know where God is going to put you. I just finished doing an update, and it says, Judith, we only see today, but only God can see the tomorrow.
That's it.
And you don't know who you are. You know what? Funny enough, there was a time I thought I was just going to be a Sunday school teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was quite content with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a time when I thought, well, I might actually be a pastor's wife because I can encourage. I had no intention of being the leader.
Pastor, yeah.
And so I ran too. But you know what? You have to... You are at peace once you actually fall into where you're supposed to be. When you stopped running, how did it feel?
Wonderful. I mean, wonderful. The run was beforehand, you know, and then when God joined us to assignment, my husband and I, I just knew. I knew it was the placement where God wanted me to be, and now we're running forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm just going to pop back over to your mom. Sister James, Mother James, I'm going to call you Minister James, amen.
Call me whatever.
Yes, because you have a ministry in guarding sheep, praying for sheep.
Amen.
And you know what? I think what they say, the more power, the more responsibility you have.
Yes.
And we know that church has been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone through its ups and its downs. But nothing but the Lord keeps them holding on. But I know somebody who was probably praying harder during the hardest times.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. What is your count on praying and getting through and overcoming?
I think that's the greatest thing. And the greatest ministry one could ever have is the ministry of intercession.
Amen.
It is so powerful. It is so important. And I spend a lot of my time wrestling, standing in the gap.
Amen.
Putting down strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where you get your victory.
Yes.
And you know what? I've never lost a battle because of what God has done.
Okay. Okay.
He's an awesome God. He hears. He answers.
Well, and he said the battle is not yours. Amen.
All right. It's the Lord.
And if he's with you, who could be against you?
Amen.
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 Come on, we're about
preach.
To have church. On
you
the
better keep preaching, Pastor.
I will. Praise God. Amen.
Awesome.
Amen. So these wonderful women are our first session of the first ladies recipients for Women of Excellence. And I can't even imagine. It says that God should do things in a more excellent way, and I think they are simply excellent. Thank you. Continue the good work, and God be with you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Here with some more of the recipients of the First Ladies Award from the Women of Excellence, and I have Sister, it's Nola Wilson,
right.
And you're the First Lady of which church?
Cornerstone House of Refuge, okay. Apostolic Church.
Okay, very
in
good.
Ottawa, Ontario.
Okay, so you've traveled a great distance.
Oh, yeah.
so they recognize that you are a woman of excellence, even from afar.
Well, I guess so.
Amen. Then you must be doing something correct.
I think so. I try.
So what's it like being the first lady at your church?
Well, it is quite some challenge sometimes.
Yes.
But I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I realize it's the work of the Lord.
Amen.
And so I do the best I can. I try to invite as many people as possible to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing is that when they change, when they make a change in their lives,
yes,
it is quite satisfying to see the change that occur.
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoy soul winning.
Yes.
I enjoy telling people about the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy also speaking to other pastors' wives,
mm-hmm,
especially the younger ones, to let them know, you know, what to expect and
right,
what the challenges can be,
mm-hmm,
and the effects of the challenges too.
Okay. And so your church is in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like to be in service in a church in Ottawa?
Well, it's very interesting because at any time, because Ottawa is the capital of Canada,
mm-hmm,
you have the government offices there.
Right.
And there are Christian MPs,
yes,
who come to the city from time
okay
to time.
Yes.
And they can drop in at
any
time,
moment,
any
right
moment,
mm-hmm,
to the church.
Okay.
So we always, you know, do what we can,
mm-hmm,
to show to the world,
mm-hmm,
that God loves them.
Yes.
And whatever we do it to the glory of God.
Amen. I think everything we should do.
That's right.
Because He is good and He's truly
yes
worthy. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a wonderful daughter.
Thank you.
That
yes
is also a recipient of the
yes
award.
Yes.
Now, do you have any other children?
Oh, yes. I have four others.
Four others?
Two boys,
uh-huh,
and two other girls.
Okay. And this is Sister Brian, your first name?
Karen.
Karen,
mm-hmm,
Brian. And what order of those four children do you fall into?
I'm actually the third child, first daughter.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that's going to be a deeper bond because
yes
it's the first girl.
First girl.
Yes. And you are a first lady as well.
Yeah, so they tell me.
Oh, no. And what sort of things do you do and get involved in, and what kind of support do you provide?
Well, I'm the first lady of my father's house, which is in the heart of, kind of in the North York end of Toronto.
Okay.
So it's Keele and Lawrence area.
Okay, oh, so
and
you're Toronto.
So we're Toronto,
uh-huh,
right. And so what kind of things do I do? I find that I kind of jump in and do a number of things.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my first loves, because I've got a master's in psychotherapy,
mm,
I do a lot of counseling
yeah
at the church. So of members, of people who just visit. So I'm involved a lot in that.
Okay.
But recently got involved in the youth.
Okay.
So I'm youth director at the church now.
Oh, very
so
good.
So that makes things interesting.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
We can kind of do a lot of things outside of the box.
Yes.
With young people, you can really, really just do things, and pastor is okay with it, and it's exciting.
Good.
It's really exciting.
And it's funny because you did touch on the fact that as a first lady, you're sort of support and backup to the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're multifaceted. You have to learn to be multifaceted. And that just reclaims what we said previously,
mm-hmm,
that when God calls one, He calls both.
I'm telling you.
And I think people don't understand the logic that if you are not named in ministry, and this is what I try to tell the world, God ordained us all,
mm-hmm,
and we all have a ministry. We just have to find our ministry. Some have big titles, some have small titles, but you know what? A church is nothing without people in it. A pastor and his wife, or a pastor and her husband, because we do have lots of women pastors out there. I'm one. And you would just basically be a couple hanging out in the Church of God if you didn't have anybody to talk to. Amen? So it's very important that you be open and realize that as a calling as a first lady, you will be called upon to do many
things.
of things.
Lois and
amen.
Children.
Amen. 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 And so do you have children as well?
Yes, I've got 5 girls actually.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yes, I have 5 girls.
So you're working on youth and you're training up at the same time.
Right.
Okay. Well, I pray that God continues to bless you both and for both your churches. And I realize mom and daughter and they're 2 different cities, so that's gotta be a challenge. But you know what?
That means
you both pray really hard because you're praying for each other and you're praying for each other's churches. Amen. Keep up the work. Congratulations, lady. Very proud. And we hope that you'll continue to join us as we go through some more of the recipients. God bless you. Here with another First Lady recipient of the Women of Excellence Awards, and this is Donna Neal. Amen. And you're the First Lady of?
Lighthouse Christian Center in Ottawa.
Okay, another Ottawa-bound person, okay.
I'm just pleased to be here.
Amen. Well, I think that's wonderful that everybody would recognize people from out of town and understand all the work and the hard work that they're doing.
It's an awesome honor.
Amen.
Very awesome.
Amen. So tell us a little bit about your church and what's involved with being a First Lady in your particular church.
At Lighthouse Christian Center, my husband is the senior pastor, Pastor Dennis Neal.
Uh-huh.
We our theme or our church is increasing faith to transform lives.
Okay.
And we think it's very important that people walk in the word of faith, because the faith that is put in action that will help to transform their lives.
That's confirmation for me.
Mm-hmm, really.
The word we've been using for the last 2 weeks is transformation. And this
absolutely.
Is confirmation. And now the transformation has begun. We now say transitioning.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
So, and my actual motto for Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications is changing the world with you in mind.
Ah.
Amen. Yes, and it is important that we help to shape and sculpt. We can't be God, but we can certainly help him. Amen?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about, you have a family?
I certainly do.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 2 children,
okay.
A daughter and a son,
mm-hmm.
Who are working in ministry, they live here in Toronto.
Okay.
And it's just a blessing to see them grow and to still maintain what the foundation that they've been taught of the Lord and by us. And so we are very proud of them, absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
So then they come and visit the church when they get the opportunity.
All the time.
Okay.
All the time.
I think I have to take a trip out to Ottawa now that I know so many churches out there. I'm meeting all the First Ladies in Ottawa, the key important people. That's very good. And so you continue to strive. Are you one of those multifaceted First Ladies, too, who get thrown into so many different things?
Well, sometimes, and as a senior husband and standing by his side, it's very important that we maintain, communication. So whatever is needed to be done, and he calls upon me, and then, yes, I'm right there and to assist and do my very best to help. I am the director of our women's ministries and heart-to-heart women's mentoring circle that we do at our church. And, it's just a passion of mine that, to be able to speak into the lives of the women that are there, single mothers and single people and the parents. We have a couple of families that, have questions about, raising children.
Mm-hmm.
Some women have come out of abuse, and so you have to be very tender with those that have been in those situations. So
God is revealing to me as we're speaking, and I sense your husband is a very serious person, and your wisdom, he actually listens to your wisdom.
He has called on me many times, and we have moved together in such a way that, he believes that, looks at me as a sounding board, and a lot of times, and he takes confidence in what I have to say. Sometimes he may not go the way, exactly, but that's all right with me.
Right.
I think it's always important to be able to inject into him a word. If I receive a word from the Lord, there's a way to approach the man of God,
yes.
and be able to impart that way. And you know, and if it's not really, you know, understood or at the time, then he will, in prayer, things
yes.
can change.
Yes, because I'm picking up lots of communication between the two of you.
Yes, absolutely.
And there's a lot of mulling and decisions. And he does. He's very serious
yes.
when he weighs over his ideas. See,
yes.
God has already tapped me into your husband.
Absolutely.
So it's a beautiful bond.
Yes.
Because I think for each person, and this is why we try to tell these women who are still looking for the right man, don't be in such a hurry, because God has the perfect mate for
absolutely.
You. So you can fit into each other.
And there's no need to settle.
Yes.
For the young women that are still waited upon God, there's no need to settle.
Amen.
Because he's got the one that is a totally aligned for you and for his greater purposes. So
amen.
It's a destiny when you meet the one and he finds you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the walk is absolutely, even through hard times and
yes.
difficult situations, the common denominator is the Lord.
Yes.
My husband and I feel very much and very strongly around strong marriages.
Uh-huh.
And we counsel quite a bit in that area around strong families. And,
amen.
And you know, often our families have been said that we're examples to many others. You know, so we want to be that presence for people,
yes.
and nothing is always perfect.
No.
But with God at the center,
amen.
Yeah, He
when
will
God
take us
is
through.
In it, it's
absolutely.
Always right. Amen.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. This is such an honor.
Oh,
and so grateful unto the Lord
amen.
For opening this door.
Amen.
God
thank
you
so you. Much. And this is First Lady Donna Neal from the Ottawa, and that's wonderful. Congratulations, and we'll continue on. God bless. We're here with another recipient of the Women of Excellence Awards, and this is Rose Marie Bryan. Amen. Amen. And service to mission.
Yes.
Okay. She's a worker and a hustler for the Lord. Amen.
There you go.
Praise God. It says that the workers are few, but the harvest is plenty.
There you go.
Okay.
Plenty.
Why don't you share with us some of what you do?
Sure. Well, back in 2000, I decided to write the Prime Minister of Jamaica.
Oh, my.
And I said to the Prime Minister, I want to come down there and try and find ways to improve Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And he invited me to come down. Went down there, and make a long story short, we started working with all the children in the orphanages right across Jamaica, all 14 territories of it. And while working with the children, I decided I wanted to try and get them into school, because a lot of kids in Jamaica, in the orphanages, they can't afford to get to school.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have uniform. They don't even have shoes. So we decided, let's start this program called Operation Hope. Hope stands for helping other people in need.
Okay.
So from 2000 until now, we've been shipping down clothes, hospital supplies, anything I get my hands on, we've been shipping it down to Jamaica. And I go down personally, and I hand deliver it to make sure it gets to where it's going.
Okay.
So it's been
very
awesome.
Good. It's a lot of work.
And rewarding.
Yes.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the big tasks that I took on while I was actually in Windsor, because I'm back and forth between the two cities, was during the Hurricane Katrina. And I sat in front of the TV and I cried.
Wow.
It was hard to watch. And it's very hard to watch God's people suffer.
Exactly.
And then you start to feel helpless. So you have to do something about it. And once you start working, there's no stopping. Now, much like myself, people say, well, how do I do all the things I do? And I'm actually injured from a car accident, too. So you can imagine, I take on a lot. How do you manage to do everything you do and still keep things in order?
Well, you know, you take things in perspective, and I realize God first, family, and I do my missions. And I'm a single mother. I was a single mother, happily married now. But as a single mother, I would bring my children with me down to Jamaica to show them that we need to give back to society.
Okay.
And so, therefore, I find time. I make sure I'm at home. I play the role of my motherhood. And out there, I play the role as my community worker. And I just do my thing, balance it out, and it works perfectly for me.
So you actually get to meet these children in the orphanage?
I actually meet them. I go down there. At Christmas time, I brought down over 4,000 toys, and we actually had a big Christmas party.
Aww.
And they're actually glad to see me there to know, okay, who is it coming from? It's nice to meet that person.
Exactly.
So
and
do.
That's very good. That's got to really wrench at your heart sometimes.
It does, because especially each child in the orphan has a story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
The one that really sticks out with me, there was an 8-year-old boy, and I just love him to death, named Daniel. He had 14 stab wounds.
Mm.
His father was abusive to him. His mother was on drugs. So each child comes with a story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Prime Minister one day said to me, Rose, you can't really attach yourself to each story.
Right.
Because if you do, I mean, it just takes out your heart out.
It does.
So what you have to do is kind of distance yourself, but still love them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But each child that you see, each child that you talk to, they all have a different story.
Okay.
So it's very heart-wrenching.
It is. And you have children of your own.
I have children of
my
own.
That's really even more
yes.
hard to touch.
Yes.
Because then you start to, I think when you kind of go there, you probably hold yours so dearly and
yes.
so tightly.
Yes.
I can imagine.
Yes.
That's got to be painful. So now they kind of probably gotten so used to you. How many times have you been down? Because you said you started this in 2000.
In 2000. I go down at least twice a year.
Okay.
So every 6 months I try and make this trip.
So you've gone down. So they're familiar with Mama Rosemary.
Yes, Mama
yes,
Rose, they call me.
I can imagine.
Auntie
because
Rose,
you would.
Mama Rose.
Yes, you would become a mother figure to them.
Yes.
Sort of like a guardian angel to some degree. Amen?
Exactly. Amen.
And you don't really look at it that way, but when you think about it, would they say that you may feel that you're nobody to somebody, but
that's
to
right.
somebody you're the world? Amen?
Exactly. Amen.
And that's a blessing. So this is going to continue. Now, how many people do you work with, or do you have other people who help you through some of this?
I have people here in Canada
uh-huh.
that help me pack all my stuff. And, you know, it was really rewarding to me because while I was packing, I couldn't fit everything in barrels. I was
right.
trying to ship down barrels. And a gentleman saw me and says, Rose, I'll make you crates.
Wow.
And he made huge crates
mm-hmm.
and shipped them all down. So I have a group of people here in Toronto that I work with. And then down in Jamaica, the people have been awesome.
Okay.
And just working with me and making sure everything gets delivered to where it's going.
Very good.
Yeah.
And I know financially that's not an easy task.
It's not an easy task. We're always in need.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do, I ask for donations of any kind, that anything I get, we kind of put it together. And the government has been gracious down in Jamaica where they have been just allowing my stuff to go through.
Right. So and that does help because they see the need for it.
Exactly.
So now if somebody wanted to donate, we know that obviously financially would help because shipping everything is
exactly.
quite costly. Now, the goods, are they all new or they're gently used as well?
Both. You know, like Canadian Tire have been donating a lot of toys.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation Army has been donating. So most are new, but some are gently used.
Okay.
And we go through everything to make sure everything is perfect and good condition.
Okay, very good. So now, the key thing is, how do people get in touch with Rosemary Bryan?
You know what? I'm so personal, I give them my own personal number.
Okay.
So they can call me directly.
Mm-hmm.
My number is 416-748-9537.
Can you repeat that just one more time for
sure.
me?
Sure. 416-748-9537.
And that's a service and mission.
Service and mission, Operation
and
Hope.
You're the missionary for the children, amen?
There you go, amen.
And you know what? It's one thing to help older people, but children,
mm-hmm.
they love you unconditionally even if you don't give them. So
exactly.
I can't imagine how much more they must love you now, amen?
They're awesome people. Down in Jamaica, awesome.
God's children. Amen. Congratulations, sister.
Thank
That's
you.
Such a blessing.
Yes, appreciate that.
Continue the work. And, you know, Rouse Ministries, we're always involved in so many things. So you never know, we might be able to try and see what we can help with
you,
okay?
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much. That's one of our women of excellence. And she's certainly serving and on a mission. Amen. God bless you. We're here with another recipient of the Women of Excellence Award. I believe the award is the Rising Start.
Star.
Okay. It's a typo on the paper. It says Start. And I thought that's a really interesting kind of award, the Rising Star. And it's Kamoy McWinnie.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about you, Kamoy.
Well, I am 16 years old. I'm in grade 11. And I go to St. Margaret's Deville in Brampton. I take part in a lot of my school, a lot of church, a lot of my community. At school, I do a lot of extracurricular. So I'm in athletics, so I do track and field as well as basketball. I am in the Social Justice League as well as student council. And next year, I'll be the prime minister of my school starting in September.
Okay.
Yeah. And at church, I'm a youth leader. I'm also a worship leader in my youth group. And we do a lot of outreach programs, a lot of things like that. And also in the community, I volunteer a lot with my MPP, my MP. And actually, a while ago, actually November, I was chosen as one of 25 people who got to go down to Ottawa for a week to speak to MPs and senators and to reflect on things that we feel passionate about. And so, yeah. pretty involved.
Okay, I'm going to ask the same question people ask me. So when do you sleep?
Well, that's a good question. I manage, by God's grace.
Amen.
And I can keep going, yeah. So it's busy, but... Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so you're involved in a lot of things and obviously very articulate and very mature.
Yeah.
Obviously very mature in what you do. Where do you see yourself in years to come?
Hopefully I see myself in government, particularly federal government.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm really passionate about. I'm passionate about politics. I'm passionate about this nation, Canadians, just all of that. That's me, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that's where I see myself.
Very good. Now, you're affiliated in a church.
Yeah.
And you named your church.
Yeah, New Life Community Church.
Okay.
In Brampton.
And it's in Brampton. And I noticed that your mom's name is down there.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to share a little bit about who your mom is?
Well, my mom's name is Judith McQuinney. She's also doing everything. She's an economist for the Region of Peel. And she also takes part in my church. She does a lot with the children's ministry. So
mm-hmm.
she's there on Sundays helping with the kids. And even back in Jamaica, she used to help out with the plays with her sister. And it's a lot of stuff like that. She's one of my inspirations, I can say.
Well, I was going to say she'd have to be one of the key inspirations.
Yeah,
because if she does a lot and you do a lot, I don't know. Is there anybody ever home?
Well, yeah. Yeah, the thing is, like, my dad as well. Like, I spend a lot of time with my dad because he trains. Like, he is an athlete, like a serious athlete.
So your dad is somebody we should mention.
Yeah.
Please talk about your dad a little.
My dad, he's mainly an athlete. He teaches, like, history, civics, geography, social sciences. But he went to school and university in Texas on a track scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And he did really well. Like, in fact, a couple of months ago, we had to go down to Texas because they enrolled him in their athletics hall of fame.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really nice to see him get that and just proud to see him up there enjoying the things he loves to do and being recognized for it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So it seems to me we've been talking a lot about the seeds that we plant
yeah.
in the children,
yeah.
our spiritual
yeah.
seeds and the gifts.
Yeah.
And I can see you come from very gifted parents. And they're people of God,
yes.
which is an even bigger joy yep. and a blessing, obviously.
Yes.
And it's good that you can train up your children in
yeah.
that way.
Yeah.
So I would say at this point to make sure you don't depart from it. Amen.
Yes.
And I don't think that's anything we have to worry about.
No.
You continue. They say
yeah.
rising star. Well, maybe that's when they gave you the award, but I'd say at this point you are the star, so I guess that star is going to continue to rise.
Thank
yeah?
you, yes.
Congratulations, my love.
So
keep
much.
Up the good work, and God bless
I will.
You.
Me too.
All right, so that is our young rising star, and it's wonderful. She's 16, she loves the Lord, she's serving the Lord. And she's serving humanity, and you can tell she's a person of the people. I think it's got politics all over it, but I don't want to get political now. God bless. We're leaving the very best for the last, like a fine cup of coffee, good to the last drop. And she makes the biggest splash. Amen. We are still continuing with our segment of the Women of Excellence, and I'm sitting here with Dr. Elaine Brown Spencer. I'm always messing her name up. And you know what? And she's such a woman of God that she doesn't get mad. Praise God. This is a woman who is gifted beyond words. And being in publishing and broadcasting and communications, we can totally relate. She is up for many awards, actually. She's a recipient of one award.
Yes.
And that is?
The Woman of Excellence Award for Mentorship.
Mentorship.
Yes.
And I would have to say you don't just mentor young people. I think you have an effect on everybody.
I try to.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. My passion is to push people to their destiny, what's in them,
mm-hmm.
irrespective of what they've been through,
mm-hmm.
that they can make it. And I just find that's just a natural tendency of me. If someone is like, I don't think I can do something, I'm like, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of hand-holding and encouragement, positivism, speaking into people's lives,
yes.
to let them know that with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
So that's really my modus operandi, you know what I mean? That's who I am.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And outside of Women of Excellence, because it is a division of the Glass Awards, she's also a nominee. And it's a theatrical award,
yes.
I believe.
Yes, yes.
And we know you're big in the theater, so let's hear everything.
Well,
you've got a large roster of wonderful things.
Yeah, I'm honored to be nominated for the award in theatrical arts.
Mm-hmm.
2010, I wrote the book Private Pay and Public Use, and that book was adapted into a stage play. So we had part one of Private Pain, and then we went on to part two. And I have my recent one, OMG, Private Pay and Public School, that's now showing more of the youth arm, looking at parental youth issues, anti-bullying, and stuff like that.
Right.
So we've had an extremely busy 2.5 years just doing all these plays, and the Lord has really been blessing us, bringing
Amen.
A visual message to people about the hope of the cross and what God can do in people's lives.
Amen.
So it's about hope.
And so your plays are very publicly Christian plays.
Yes, faith, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a woman of God, I'm a woman of faith, and you're always going to get that within the plays. And it's not preachy, but, you know, there's a way that you can write, there's a way that you can present the love of God through entertainment, but through ministry to get a particular message across that's received and enjoyed. And not just Christians, other people who have come in and been blessed by the plays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, because they give a message.
Yeah.
It's sort of, our publishing division does the same thing.
Right.
We want everyone to learn. So even if it's not direct Christian,
yeah.
our children's books, you still learn something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important that we as people,
yes.
we're able to grow.
Yes. Very important that we grow, and we have to understand that people learn in different ways. People receive communications and information in different ways. You have readers, you have visual people, you have people who listen through song, and I try to incorporate all those pieces within my stage plays to kind of represent the different type of learner with this message. So,
they're actually musical.
Yeah, they're not musicals, but there's music in the plays.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to make that distinction.
Mm-hmm.
They're not musicals, but you're going to feel that down-out, soulful singing. Prayer still works, especially the last one, part two segment that we did, had a lot of soulful music in it, which really spoke to a lot of people. Like, they really enjoyed that. So, yeah.
So now, what is the path? Where did Dr. Brown Spencer come from to be able to be in a position where you have this desire to do what you do?
That is a really good question that I'm still trying to figure out. It's like, you know what, I finished my PhD studies in 2009. I was so happy. I had a one-year-old. I had three kids. And I was just happy to be finished school just to get my life back,
yes.
you know.
It's a long time to be going
Yeah, and eight months later, here I was. The Lord spoke to me very expressly to write the book Private Pay and Public Pews as a result of observing hurts amongst women within the church, and I just started writing, and the rest is history. And it's just that passion, and my background's in social work as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I teach social work at the university, so I'm always trying to, like, you know, through counseling and just trying to help, you know, students and people to help other people. And I think for me, my stage play is kind of social work on stage, counseling on stage.
Right.
So, you know, if there's certain issues you kind of want
to
broach,
to address
you
them.
Can kind of do it in a visual way that people kind of get it when they see it. So they read the book and they get it visually.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm an eclectic person. I have my hands in a lot of different things, but it's because I feel like I'm compelled just to do what the Lord has bid me to do. Like, this is a call.
Right.
It wasn't an imagination. It wasn't, oh, it would be great one day to write a book or a play. It never even entered my mind, and that is the truth. And the Lord still speaks to people and commissions them to do things, as I'm sure, as you're doing your media world and your communications. I'm sure it's not just talent. I believe that the Lord must have brought you into this arena. And that's really me. And I just, you know, I just want to do what the Lord bids me. There's a song that says that, do what the Lord bids you to do.
Amen.
And, you know,
amen.
Where he leads, I follow. And I just pray he continues to unction me to do this.
Praise God. And I think it's good because we were discussing earlier about being obedient and seeing things come to fruition. And I think that's what happens when you follow.
Yes.
We have a tendency to either stray or we go ahead of him.
Yes.
Sometimes we're so eager to do what he wants. And I just wrote about that the other day and said, hopefully my prayer would be that he would catch up with them since they chose to have him follow them.
Oh, wow. Very compelling.
And we have to be mindful of that. And when you follow him every step of the way, you know that you're okay because he's always got your back and he's directing.
Yes, that's one area we don't have to worry. If he has our back, we don't have to worry about the naysayers.
Mm-hmm. So now, which is really difficult to do because, you know, I say he knows, we know our todays, but he knows our tomorrow.
Yeah.
Where would you like to see yourself? And I realize this is just you because
yeah.
you don't know what God is going to do with
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
Where would
well,
you like to take things from
I want to bring it broader. I want to think bigger in terms of the sky's the limit with God, and we're doing stage plays, but I want to do the TV. I want to do the movie
mm-hmm.
because that's even wider and wider audiences
right.
where you can project the message.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely want to kind of continue to broaden my productions to not just stage plays,
mm-hmm.
but where you can see it through a series on television, where you can go and see the movie, like OMG the movie or Private
right.
Pain, you know, the sitcom, the series, where
mm-hmm.
you can tune in
on a regular
and
basis
absolutely,
yeah, and continue
absolutely.
To grow daily
yeah.
or weekly or whatever
yes.
the case may
yes.
be. Now, my next question is, you have a lot at hand. Are there any key dates or things that we need to be looking out for in the
yeah,
future?
Yeah, we got OMG. We're coming back with a bang. We had our shows in April. We're coming back in September.
Okay.
We're going to be doing three shows September 20th to 21st.
Okay.
We're going to be in Toronto, over the East End, Islington 401.
Mm-hmm.
So all those details are going to be coming out really shortly. But
okay.
we're going to be doing Friday night shows,
mm-hmm.
Saturday, a couple of shows. And it's going to be hot. Like, OMG, that's the play. That's the play. Like, those who came in April, they know what I'm talking about.
That's the jam. Huh?
That's the jam. That's right. You got teens. You got parents.
Yes.
OMG's it. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll definitely be staying in touch.
Yes.
And we will be seeing her at both benefit banquets, July 20th in the morning, Women of Excellence, because she's already a recipient.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to lift her up in prayer and
thank
see
you.
What God does for her the evening on July 20th at the actual Glass Awards. It's been a pleasure. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
My pleasure.
And we've already discussed. We will be in touch, and we'll continue to follow and see what the Lord can do. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless.
And thank you.
God, I lift you up, for there is none like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Who am I that I'm blessed and highly favored? Who am I that the wrath of God consume not? Who am I that the God of earth and glory waited patiently. Nothing good have I done, but because of His love, not because of my love, but because of His blood. God, Your love so amazing. Jesus, Your because of
That was Carrie Ann Johnson again. Amazing love. Well, we have some more interviews. We've left the last three Women of Excellent recipients because we want to do them next week when we speak with the producer and founders of the actual Glass Awards. And those are the recipients of the adoptive mothers. And because of their theme of what they're doing, I'd like to air it then. But I hope you will enjoy listening again to the show tonight. And join us next week when we continue with the actual nominations and the nominees of the show. But in the meantime, we'll pray you out. And God be with you. Until we meet again. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you honor and glorify your holy name. Father, we just ask right now that you continue to guide us and strengthen us in the days ahead, that you would see us through and allow us to hear from you and to know what you would want us to do. And Father, we ask that you would continue to feed us while we're hungry to know and allow us to serve you in a more excellent way. We ask it right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. But in the meantime, remember, God be with you until we meet again.
Sweet the sound, do it forever.